众论坛主持曾宇恒。
嚟到第二个钟头嘅节目时间啦，我哋继续重温寻晚嘅大温交通税公投论坛。我哋再听下下一位观众嘅提问啦。
My two questions are for Jordan Bateman. So listening to your intro argument, I had a sense that you were trying to tell us to vote no, because you want us to spite TransLink. Do you think it's a good idea to make any decision, especially an important life decision, important decision that will affect millions of people based on spite? That's my first question. My second question is, you know, as a young person, I'm thinking about all the people who go to university and take the B-line, who take, you know, who want to go to UBC under an hour. What do you say to them? You know, 10 years from now, if the B-line is still there and it's still packed like a sardine, what do you say to them? I went through that and it was not fun. An hour each way, twice a day.
Well, first of all, the subway to Arbutus won't solve that problem. It'd still take a long time to get to UBC. In fact, you'll have to get off it there at Arbutus, climb up a bunch of stairs, and then take buses out to UBC. So there isn't really much time saving. But I'm not spiteful with TransLink. TransLink has lost public confidence. You know, in one breath, the mayor says, all of the indicators with TransLink, go read the annual reports. Everything is, you know, excellent at TransLink. And then in the next breath, we hear, well, we fired the CEO like Apple did, and, you know, that's the first step in change. The leadership in our region is in a collective state of denial about what's going on at TransLink and what the people are feeling about TransLink. 80% of people in the polling done that was released last week said they don't have confidence in TransLink. 80%. 70% of yes voters said they don't have confidence in TransLink. Those aren't Jordan Bateman somehow being spiteful. Those are real people who are asked their opinion, and they don't have confidence in the system. So there's no spite here. I want to see TransLink fixed. I think that people deserve to have their tax dollars with taxes. You know, if you don't pay your taxes, what do? They put you in jail, they take away your house, they garnish your wages. The least government can do is to make sure that they take those tax dollars and treat them like the sacred trust that they are and manage them efficiently. Mayor Moore has done that in Port Coquitlam, but he's not in charge of TransLink, and he would tell you that. You know, the mayors, you know, have been having this trouble with TransLink for a long time. But we need to send the strong message. We need to fix TransLink. We need to get it back up to snuff, and we need to make it an efficient operation, one that we can trust before we give it more money, and certainly before we give it a whole new kind of tax that no local government agency, nothing like TransLink, has ever had across the country, because that will spread.
If I can say one more thing, I've traveled all over North America, and honestly, the transit system in Vancouver, if you guys remember, is one of the best in North America. If you've gone to New York, if you've gone to DC or Toronto, it does not work like TransLink does, okay? Secondly, if TransLink got fixed, as you say, would you then actually support this referendum? Would you say yes?
I would not say yes to a sales tax, but there are other ways to fund this plan. For example, we hear constantly about the million more people moving to this region. And, you know, this is kind of how we've afforded these big investments in the past. More people move here, we have a larger tax base. The municipal governments have seen their annual revenue in the Lower Mainland grow by almost 6% a year, every single year for the past 10 years. If they had just allocated 0.5%, actually going forward, they don't even need to go into the past, go forward. If they just allocate 0.5% of their future growth to this, they could fund the entire plan. They would still have, you know, we calculate 4.3% annual revenue growth to spend on all of the other priorities in Port Coquitlam, in Richmond, in Langley, in Vancouver. They would have that money, but they would be, you know, they wouldn't be putting a bigger burden on us. So these are the things that need to be talked about. These million people moving to the region can contribute as well to this. So, yeah.
好，很快这个总结一下哦。刚刚这个女士的提问提到，就是说她是不是呢，对于 TransLink 就特别的这个有怨恨，觉得这个 TransLink 真的做得非常的这个不好。同时她也提到说，如果说这个整个架构有改变的话，她想听听这个Bateman 的这个意见是怎么样。那 Bateman 呢，总结一下，她刚刚特别强调说，她个人绝对没有特别怨恨 TransLink 哦，但是呢，主要是因为呢，他们呢做了很多就是让民众不信任的这个事情。她举例最新的这个民调，80%的投 No 的人觉得说他们真的对 TransLink 都没有信心，但是也有70%投 Yes 的人却也说他们还是没有信心的。所以呢，他只是希望呢 TransLink 用钱用的会更有效率一点。同时他讲到税的这个问题，他也说呢，其实市政府可以更好的更有效的分配已收税款呢，譬如说在0.5%他们已收的这个地税当中，应该可以找到额外的这个税项来做相关的这个用途。
OK， 阿伟。
Hi, my name is Ivan. Actually, I'm a patient for KK a long time ago. So thanks to see you haven't aged much. Okay, so 我的問題是，我就no side more respect to me than your yes side. Right now, you have zero respect for me and the yes. I don't know why you go on the yes side. You are Coquitlam mayor, but also I have three mayors against this. It's not enough. But my point is, TransLink was formed in 1998, back before it was BC Transit. They never had this problem in BC Transit. It's the government BC that download this problem down to the common folks like us. Why don't you charge people VIP when they visit the Vancouver, let them charge them 1.8% for extra fee on their airline ticket so you can have a really nice TransLink board member.
Okay,
and you get a fixed $16 every day for cold orange juice.
Thank you for the question.
Why, and also, why not you use the carbon tax? Why can't you use that carbon tax? The carbon tax is supposed to be used to protect the environment by putting back on the public transit. Why don't you push it the government to use the great carbon tax to pay for these things?
Thank you. Thank you for the question. Actually, Mayor Moore, I think the carbon tax part is very interesting. How come everyone is paying the carbon tax? Isn't carbon tax used to reduce carbon emission?
Well, it was actually the mayor's first suggestion was to pay for it with the existing carbon tax. The provincial government has legislation that says that it has to be balanced. So they reduced your income tax as they increased carbon tax. You can decide whether that was a good decision by the provincial government or not. That's not me to defend, but that's how they did it. So you would look at potentially an increase to a carbon tax, which ultimately would come to a gas tax, which we, when we looked at it, and that was our original suggestion, but when we looked at it and we looked at the fairness, what's the fairest tax that we could bring forward, a sales tax was that. Some people talk about property tax. You know, Jordan has talked about a property tax going forward, and property taxes in municipal governments for the next 5 years, because we have to produce 5-year budgets and 5-year outlooks, are fully accounted for. They're going as we grow, as Jordan points out, we're all growing. They're going to the police and the fire and the new roads and the new parks and the new sewer and water that we all need to accommodate growth in our communities. So if we were to take future property tax to pay for this plan, what would we cut? What would we eliminate? Some fire services, police services? I'm not sure what it is, because that's to complete the solution that the no side has put forward, is you have to tell us what you don't want us to build in the future. So when you look at the sales tax, it's about $125 for the average family of four in this region. 50% of the tax comes from residents, 40% comes from business, and 10% will come from people traveling outside of the region, whether it's from another country or from the Fraser Valley or outside. And it's spread out. If you were to put this as a property tax, the average house would pay $185 of property tax, right? And I'll say here in Richmond, the average house price is about twice that in the region, right? Might work great for me in Port Coquitlam because our average house price is lower than the average price in the region. Here, it's about double. So you would be paying almost $400 in a property tax increase to pay for this plan, or we spread it more equally with $125 on average for a sales tax.
剛剛市長就係回答啱啱個位先生嘅問題啦。咁佢就話其實咧，市長大溫地區嘅咁多位市長其實有提議過用徵收嘅碳税咧嚟到去支付呢一個嘅運輸基建嘅項目，咁但係省政府唔肯啦。咁同埋咧呢一個嘅碳税都係不斷咁樣增加，但係都係用唔到嘅。咁佢話咧而家咧提出呢一個。 銷售税嘅建議咧，其實都係比較公平嘅一個制度。咁同埋咧，若果好似Jordan 頭先提出，若果係用地税不斷咁加地税嘅話咧，未來五年咧其實都會令到嗰個市政府好大嘅負擔，因為未來五年其實嗰個人口增長啦，好多嘅市政府都係用啲地税咧嚟到起消防局啊、道路啊或者係水管咁樣樣。咁若果呢啲錢係攞晒嚟到起呢個嘅運輸基建嘅話咧，咁佢哋就唔知道要 cut 啲乜嘢嘅服務，或者cut啲乜嘢嘅支出啦。咁同埋咧，呢一個嘅稅率咧亦都係最公平嘅，因為住客因為係居民啦、商户啦同埋旅客都係嘅。咁但係地税嘅話咧，嗰個嘅負擔係會上嚟高。We'll
take we'll get Jordan to has a check on that.
Councils do prepare five-year financial plans for cities, but they only approve the budget every single year. That's why every year Richmond Council, Port Coquitlam Council have big budget meetings. They go through it every year and they tweak the budget, they change it. Some priorities fall away, some priorities move up. Generally they raise taxes, Mayor Moore manages to get it down. That's what happens. So if this is the most important regional priority to the mayors, so important that they want you to pay a 0.5% extra tax on soap, on toilet paper, on shoes, on clothes, on a bunch of the basic necessities that we need, if it's that important that they would come to you and try to spend $7 million taxpayer dollars to get a yes vote for this tax, why isn't it important enough to them to earmark a bit of their future revenue growth towards it? And does anyone in this room really believe, you know, even if it was coming out of efficiencies, which it's not, it's coming out of future growth, does anyone in this room really believe that most cities across this region couldn't find 0.5%? They're asking your family to find 0.5% more for a sales tax. They can't find 0.5% more. I find that hard to believe.
梅德门先生特别讲到，就说市政府当然有自己的这个所谓的加税的五年计划，但是每一年的预算是每一年来做确认的，而且在市政府的规划当中一定有一个优先程序。 所以呢，如果说交通问题真的是这个市政府认为是最重要的这个优先问题呢，一定可以从在现在就是所谓的地税的税基当中挪出0.5%，找到这0.5%的这个可用资金来做拨款运用的。他举例就像每个人的家庭，难道你的家庭如果觉得某一项事情特别重要，你就是不能挪出这0.5%的这个可用花费来做相关的这个新的这个投资建设吗？
我哋休息一阵先，转头继续重温大温交通税公投论坛。